from NPR News. This is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. A senior Pentagon official has confirmed that a dozen Marines were killed this evening in a firefight with Iraqi insurgents in the town of Ramadi, west of Baghdad. News of the casualties comes as Marines continue their efforts to hunt down insurgents in the nearby city of Fallujah. More on that in a moment. First, NPR's Eric Westervelt joins us now with the latest news from Ramadi. Eric, what can you tell us about the fighting there?
Well, Michelle, a senior U.S. official says 12 Marines were indeed killed, although he says that number may go up or down. It's not entirely clear yet. And at least 20 Marines were injured when they were attacked in Ramadi, about 65 miles west of Baghdad in the so-called Sunni Triangle. The Pentagon official who asked not to be named said it appears that several dozen Iraqi insurgents attacked a Marine post at or near the governor's palace. This is a large complex near the center of Ramadi. He described the fighting as intense and said small firefights are ongoing right now in the Ramadi area.
And those insurgents, what more do we know about them?
Well, the official said initial reports from the field indicate that the attackers were former regime elements, meaning former members of Saddam Hussein's military and vast intelligence services. The guerrillas used, Michelle, what they've used throughout their 10-month-long insurgency, small arms, rocket-propelled grenades, and a few machine guns to attack this Marine post.
Any word on Iraqi casualties?
Well, the Marines returned heavy fire and inflicted what the official said were significant Iraqi casualties, but he wasn't sure how many. Reports are still coming in from the field.
Eric, what can you tell us about Ramadi? Has it been a particularly troublesome spot for the U.S.?
Well, it has been troublesome. It's been quiet in the last few weeks, relatively quiet, but certainly since the insurgency began, you know, Ramadi has been a centerpiece of resistance to the U.S. occupation. There's been violence there. Anti-American feelings run high. And a U.S. official I talked to believes several guerrilla cells originated there, and obviously indicated by tonight's pretty intense fighting, it appears opposition continues to run high throughout that area.
Eric, thank you.
You're welcome.
NPR's Eric Westervelt.